right, welcome into Schizophrenic Music. This is Craig. I want to thank you for joining me for this week's Tuesday Triple Play, and one where I'm going to feature three albums from one particular label, and it's a label that I've been following for quite a while. That label is called Slumberland Records. Now, Slumberland Records has been around since 1989. They were originally in Maryland, and then by the mid-90s had moved to California. But the one thing I love about this label is there's just an aesthetic with every band that really stands out to me. There's a purity to the music. I don't know if the label necessarily has a niche per se, but I am going to stay in a particular realm, and that's kind of a style of music called jangle pop. If you're not familiar, think of the Byrds, definitely the forefathers of that sound, early era REM, especially their 80s output. So it's got that jangly guitar and the melodies are just always present. Now, with that said, I don't want to compartmentalize music any further. What I'll say, though, a commonality between the three bands I'm going to feature today and the two aforementioned bands in REM and the Byrds is the music is timeless. It can be played at any given point and still sound fresh. And so all three of these fit in that mold. So let's kick things off with a band that really struck me with the name and just decided to dive in and kind of fell head over heels for. And that's a band called the Reds, Pinks, and Purples. Now, this is pretty much the musical project of one individual. His name is Glenn Donaldson. His songwriting, it is DIY in approach. It is very lo-fi, but the warmth to it is just remarkable. It really is, like I said, just timeless music. Indie pop, jangle pop, whatever you want to consider this, it's just glorious. He's on his second album, or as of 2021, he was on his second album, and that's an album called Uncommon Weather. This thing is just a treasure trove of pop gems. It really is. So any one of the 13 tracks here I could feature today, but I'm going to go with one that I felt like had the coolest name. I love the name of this song. It's called The Record Player and the Damage Done. So here you go. From the Reds, Pinks, and Purples, here is the song The Record Player and the Damage Done. And this comes from the record released just last year called Uncommon Weather. That was the Reds, Pinks, and Purples from the album Uncommon Weather, released last year. And the cheeky title of that song, once again, is The Record Player and the Damage Done. Such a great album there. Now, there's a new release coming up here in February, or at least digitally it's coming out in February, called Summer at Land's End. So I'm really looking forward to diving into that. Everything I've heard thus far from Glenn is just pretty spotless. So one thing I neglected to tell you is there's a tie-in for all three artist bands being featured today. They're all from San Francisco. So there's something about that Bay Area sound, which I just love. All right, but we're going to switch gears ever so slightly. A band called The Umbrellas, who just released their self-titled debut album in August of last year. And I would categorize this as a good bit punchier. And maybe that comes from the fact that it's a four-piece band. And you have two different vocalists that trade off doing lead vocals. You've got Matt Ferrara and Morgan Stanley, who... she is not to be confused with the Morgan Stanley of the financial world. So anyway, just a great, great four-piece band. One of those bands that really, if you didn't know any better, you would think came straight out of the 60s. Once again, there's a purity to this that is just unparalleled. So, and I was thinking about what's the best song to play you, because the single that they chose, which is called She Buys Herself Flowers, is great. But I think I'm going to feature the first song called Lonely, only because you get to hear the meld of both of their voices together a little bit better. So let's do that. Once again, the song is called Lonely. This comes from The Umbrellas, and this comes from their self-titled release from last year. Check it out. Umbrellas there with a song called Lonely, and that is the first song off their self-titled debut from last year. One hell of a debut album this is. So if you like that and you love the trade-off of the male-female vocals, you're going to dig this album because it is just so well done. But let's cap things off with the album that really started all of this. It was released in November of last year, and so because of that, I wasn't able to check it out until later. I didn't get to it until the beginning of this year, hence my consumption of all this music in the last week or so. And like the first album I featured from the Reds, Pinks, and Purples, this is the product of one individual, and his name is Andy Pastelaniak. Now, he's been a part of the Bay Area music scene for quite some time. He was a member of bands like Sea Blight, Cruel Summer, and Pink Films. But this appears to be his first kind of solo project, which Andy has given the name Chime School. Now, this debut album, self-titled, is an album that really proves Andy to be one hell of a songwriter. Every single song kind of sticks with you. It reminds me of so much music that I loved scanning anywhere from the 60s up through the 80s and 90s. And something about this has a little bit of kind of a British pop kind of a feel. It kind of has that tone to it. It reminds me in some ways of bands like The Lahs. Anyway, it's just a great album. This would make my list of top albums for 2021 for sure. So let me play you the song that I heard that made me bookmark this whole thing. And I can't tell you where I heard it. Maybe I heard it on Bandcamp. I'm not really sure. But the song that really stood out to me is a song called Fixing Motorcycles. It's the fourth track on the album. So once again, the song is Fixing Motorcycles. And this comes from Chime School's self-titled debut album from last year.
Wherever I go and whatever I do.
Chime School there with a song called Fixing Motorcycles. Once again, that's the fourth track off their self-titled debut album from late last year. And just a prime example of one of those songs that just instantly sticks with you. If you like that jangle pop sound, this is right up your alley. And this is an album, as well as all three of these albums, have been things I just cannot stop playing. They've been on constant repeat. And these three albums really solidify to me Slumberland Records as one of my favorite independent record labels out there. So if you like what you heard here, definitely go check things out. We'll have links to all the websites where you can stream, maybe make a purchase if you'd like. But I want to thank you as always for listening in. We truly appreciate your support. Wherever you do listen in, if you can give us a like, a follow, a subscribe, we would certainly appreciate that. And subscribing gives you notifications when our next episode comes out. So it is a win-win for both of us. Once again, thanks so much for listening in. And until next time, take care.